Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Morning all. Thank you for being with us today. 9:06 now on this Friday, May the 22nd. The Friday before Memorial Day, and I'll be in on Memorial Day for Tara as well. She returns on Tuesday the 26th. We've had some discussion regarding Lindsey Graham and his re-election, which remains, of course, at this juncture quite likely, both out of the Republican primary on the 9th and also in the general election this November. Who is running against him in the primary? There are three Republicans. He had six opponents, actually, in 2014, the last time out. There are three this time. Duke Buckner, who is an attorney and former Walterboro, South Carolina city councilman, Duke Buckner. Michael LaPierre, who is also running. He's a retired corporate executive from Pickens, who once had a brief stint playing minor league baseball. And he, like Buckner, argues that Graham has drifted from being a true and consistent conservative Republican. And then you have Joe Reynolds, who is a merchant marine chief engineer from Charleston. And unlike most of Graham's GOP challengers over the years, Joe Reynolds is not running to the right of Graham, arguing instead more broadly that longtime incumbents have led to congressional gridlock and new lawmakers needed to get things done. So that's an interesting tack to take against Lindsey Graham that you don't ordinarily see. But there are, of course, problems that I mentioned before about them. First, there are three of them. When you divide opposition to an incumbent, you really almost guarantee that incumbent's reelection, barring a major problem. And Lindsey Graham doesn't have a major problem. He's consistently won an election. He's never lost an election. And he's well-funded. He had the backing of certainly Vice President Pence, helped kick off his reelection campaign. So the odds of any of these three relatively unknown primary opponents bumping off Lindsey Graham are pretty minimal, pretty minimal. Back to the text stream here. Let's see here. Texter, if I can find that particular text here. Oh, Trey Gowdy is a rhino. I hear that a lot. You know, I was looking up Trey Gowdy's voting record. Various groups rank members of Congress on how they vote. And I was just noting that from the last time he was ranked, the ACLU gave Gowdy 5%, which is pretty low. Of course, it's a liberal organization. The Heritage Action for America group gave him an 82%. American Conservative Union gave him 96%. The Club for Growth gave him 85%. And on and on it goes. So the Family Research Council gave him 100%. So his voting record over the years has certainly pleased the conservative groups pretty well. That's Trey Gowdy we're talking about. I know that's the rap that he's a rhino. He did not have a voting record like a rhino. I'll put it that way. But in any event, he's not interested in running. And I note here another texter says that Bobby Mack interviewed Mr. LaPierre, running against Graham. Yeah, he did indeed. And he is, I'm not sure who would be, Michael LaPierre is running, in fact, and to the conservative side, along with Duke Buckner against Graham in the primary. Again, vote your conscience. But Another texter, Michael LaPierre is running against Lindsay, based out of Easley. Yeah, he's been on the Bobby Mack show. I'm sure he would be happy to speak to you if you give him a call and ask him what he is wanting to do in D.C. Does he have a Facebook page and so on? But he does have a Facebook page, but I don't know what they are. Well, the text rambles on. Suffice it to say, yeah, there are two people who are challenging Lindsey Graham as conservatives and one who is simply challenging the notion of long-term incumbents. But the fact that that person is not emphasizing their conservative credentials tells me that they probably don't have them, because in a Republican primary in South Carolina, that's certainly something you would emphasize if you had them. So for what it's worth, the odds of him being reelected, pretty high. And in the general election, although it's interesting that this Jamie Harrison, the Democrat, principal Democrat running against him, I'm not sure if there's a challenger to Harrison for the right to get beaten by Lindsey, but he outraised Lindsey in one recent reporting month. I don't think that'll make a difference, but for what it's worth, there is at least a race, and Graham has to win the Republican primary and win the November election, both of which he's very likely to do. It's now 9:12 at 106.3 WORD. And again, I would like to know how this Memorial Day is affecting you. Is it a day of liberation for you just by virtue of the fact that there are fewer restrictions than there were? Will that alter your plans? Will the weather get in the way of your plans? Or are you going to pretty much just stay in sequestered mode? Hunkered in the bunker mode. Just curious. Personally, I will take advantage of what's out there if the weather allows. Get the old party barge gassed up and ready to roll. But in general, I'm not sure that the weather is going to cooperate that thoroughly for this Memorial Day weekend. We have a community pool, and somewhat surprised to find out that we haven't been told anything about that pool, even though it's going to be opening up, I guess, on June the 1st, which is a week after Memorial Day. That's when public pools can reopen in South Carolina. I would hope that ours does. I'm a big pool man, but for what it's worth, anyway, I hope that it is a pleasurable one for you, and that it is a chance to, if you will, flex some of your freedom muscles to go out and engage in activities that you otherwise might not have been engaged in. 1-800-347-1063 is our Ingalls Advantage talk line. 1-800-347-1063. And the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307. 71307. Let's see here. Jimbo, I will leave my ballot blank before I ever vote for Lindsey Graham again. Certainly you're right so to do. When it comes to a general election, when he's running against an uber-liberal Democrat, I'm going to vote for the best option available. And by the way voting has generally gone in South Carolina, I'll be voting for Lindsey Graham. Why? Because he's better than the Democrat. That's why. Because I would rather have him in the Senate than the Democrat. Not in the primary election, certainly, but I vote for the best option available, or if you prefer, the least bad option, however you want to put it. But to say I would never vote for Lindsey Graham, no, I will and I have, simply by virtue of the fact that in a general election, has he ever had a Democrat who was better than he was? No, never, because the Democrats always nominate extreme liberals. So I just can't go down that path. I'll vote for the best option available. In November, it'll almost certainly be Lindsey Graham. That may not please me, but I'll do it.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Good morning, everybody. Good to have you with us. Yes, indeed, we have a primary election approaching on the 9th, and there is also the runoff, to the extent that there are going to be any runoffs. That'll be on the 23rd, but probably not a lot of runoffs out there. So, for what it's worth, here's Wes, who calls in from Greer this morning. Good morning, Wes.
Hey, Jimbo. Good morning. You know, I have to say, from the minute that Nikki Haley, Trey Gowdy, Tim Scott had their little telephone conference or video conference right when it became obvious that people were beginning to vote for Trump, and they literally, you know, called him everything but the Antichrist, okay? That was it for me, for Trey Gowdy, for all of them, okay? In the face of 8 years of Obama, these people could never say one negative word about the man, okay? As a matter of fact, they went out of their way to be extremely polite as he wrecked the country, okay? So that, to me, perplexed me. I was like, you know, where was all this vitriol, you know, towards the person that, you know, is a Democrat? I mean, they couldn't get up there and they couldn't produce anything like that for someone that I thought was fundamentally tearing up the fabric of our country. So they get out, they run their mouths about Trump, and it began to cement me with Trump. And let me tell you something, Jimbo, you just about, I'm almost positive, that was when you had begun to really fill in a lot at 1330, was when Trump was running. And one of the things that when I called you and I gave you credit for, and you still say this to this day, compared to Hillary Clinton, I believe this is what you said immediately, I would vote for Donald Trump all day long. He has many problems. But see, Nikki Haley and Trey Gowdy and those types, they couldn't even get that out of their mouth. As opposed to Hillary Clinton, you know, they can't vote for Trump. But with these revelations that have come out with the Flynn fake Russia hoax, Jim, I don't know if you've listened.
Oh, I'm well aware of all of that. There's no question about the fact that the president was not only unfairly,
right,
but illegally treated. That's quite true, but go ahead.
Correct. But as Tara points out, and I did already know this, Trey Gowdy had access to all of this. Trey Gowdy knew that he could read what these FBI agents were saying back. He knew it was a hoax, but yet he would go on to Fox News, and his reply, Tara played many, many clips and laid all this out. From the time that Trey Gowdy knew what was going on, he could not bring himself to come to the – there were a few times where he semi-defended the president, but many times he sat there silent, and then he would make snide remarks about, well, he sure doesn't act like he's innocent. Okay, I mean, how do you do that? How does Lindsey Graham sit there for 2 years? He can subpoena anybody he wants to conduct this thing. The Democrats can impeach the president in 45 days over a fake Ukrainian phone call. But Lindsey Graham can't get off his duff for 2 years and even subpoena anybody.
I would like to see Lindsey Graham doing more on the Senate side. I would. And his refusal, by the way, to call. Go ahead. Never mind. It's your call. Go ahead.
Well, I agree with you. But the whole party, the pathetic way that they cannot try to protect their quarterback. I mean, what team goes out and complains about their quarterback during a game? Just to boil it down pretty simply, that's what turned me against these people. And I began to wonder, what's going on? I don't understand. I mean, because the guy, he likes supermodels. He's been married twice. I mean, really? But Trey Gowdy knew. I mean, what possible reason would have prevented him from coming out, sitting down and say, listen, these FBI agents have talked about there is no evidence. This is a total travesty. But he could not bring himself to do that. And for that reason right there, I'd never vote for the man again for anything. Now, it takes many years to get to where you are, but Russ Castle used to tell people, as long as we keep going and voting for people like this, don't expect any changes when you vote for the lesser of two evils. Now, I'm going to do like some people said. I cannot vote for Lindsey Graham. Okay? I will leave it blank. I think the man's going to win. I mean, he's got this state wrapped up. I don't want to see a Democrat win, but I'm going to tell you, for my own moral character, I cannot vote for that man.
So would you vote at all in the Senate race or what?
No, I'll leave it blank. I just won't vote. I mean, I've done it before with Lindsey.
Well, it's certainly your prerogative so to do.
Right.
I will see to it that a Democrat doesn't get in there. I'll put it this way. Keep in mind that the next U.S. Senator from South Carolina is going to be either named Lindsey Graham or Jamie Harrison. And I'm not going to see Jamie Harrison get in there. And this notion that voting for the lesser of two evils is bad and not voting for the lesser of two evils is, I think, very short-sighted, quite frankly. For me, Wes, I'll vote for the best option that is available to me. And come November, that is undoubtedly going to be Lindsey Graham. And I'm not going to engage in some kind of symbolism, which in effect winds up being a vote for the Democrat. Not me. No, not me. But obviously you can do what you wish with your vote. I will do what I can to keep a Democrat out of there, even though in the primary, that is, of course, a different issue. But the problem in the primary in South Carolina remains the open primary. And as long as you have that open primary, it's going to be very difficult to change the Senate representation. Certainly, you cannot say that Nikki Haley or Tim Scott or Trey Gowdy were allies of Barack Obama. That's not at all true. They attacked the impeachment process and the unfair way that it went. So to somehow suggest that these people were all closet Democrats, no, they were not. And in terms of Donald Trump, as you correctly quoted me, yes, Donald Trump over Hillary Clinton any day of the week. Donald Trump over Joe Biden any day of the week. But had there been a meaningful contest for president, Donald Trump started out with very few viewpoints, quite frankly. He's more or less adopted mine, so I appreciate that. And again, against any Democrat, he's the preferable option. I would prefer somebody who had a longer acquaintance with conservative viewpoints, but then again, that isn't always possible. So, for what it's worth. But the notion that voting for the lesser of two evils is not a good idea, then who are you going to vote for? Are you, by not voting, essentially helping a Democrat? Since your vote clearly would have not been for the Democrat, so any vote that doesn't go to his opponent is essentially a vote for the Democrat. Don't put me down for that. Can't do that, for what it's worth.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
By the way, talking of the aforementioned Lindsey Graham, following the Memorial Day recess, he has set up a vote to give him sweeping authority to subpoena numerous former Obama-era officials, including former CIA Director John Brennan, former Director of National Intelligence James Clapper, former Attorney General Loretta Lynch, former FBI Director James Comey, which is good. That he did not take the president's suggestion to call former President Obama to testify, I think, is bad. That was a mistake. Graham, in his remarks, went on to say that the former president is not above the law, but in essence, by what he did, and trust me, Lindsey Graham would not for one moment be at all reluctant to call you or me to testify. So a reluctance to call a former president, I don't treat former presidents as somehow sacrosanct. I know in the minds of some people out there that Obama is virtually an icon. He's not to me. He's just a person who set about to, quote, fundamentally change America, unquote, and succeeded more than I would like to have seen, although I don't think that anything he did is beyond fixable. But we've got to develop the will to do it. For one thing, we've got to stop voting the straight paralysis ticket and electing a Democratic House and a Republican Senate. But in any event, we have Mike in Greenville, I am told. I was not aware that we had Mike in Greenville, but now that I know we have Mike in Greenville, why go ahead, Mike in Greenville.
Hello, Jimbo. Thank you for your show.
Yes, thank you very much.
Well, your point is based on a false premise. And that being is, if conservatives continue to vote for the lesser of two evils, the establishment is only going to offer the lesser of two evils. Case in point, if America can withstand 8 years of abomination and survive and result from the extreme reaction of the repulsiveness of Americans and get Trump elected, South Carolina surely can withstand 6 years of a Democrat in the Senate to force the conservative, so-called conservative rhino Republican Party, to put forth a candidate that is the best of the two choices, not the lesser of the two evils. And I too will leave mine blank if he is on the ballot, because I would rather suffer through 6 years of a known enemy and then have a rebound vote and a rebound candidate similar to Trump to be our senator than to continue to hold my nose and vote for somebody like Lindsey. So the bottom line is, if we keep tolerating it, we keep voting for the lesser two evils, that's the only choice that the establishment's ever going to give us.
Well, first of all, the establishment doesn't just give you choices. The voters give you choices, and the voters could any time they want to pick a conservative. Secondly, it is a false premise to assume that South Carolina can stand 6 years of a Democrat in the Senate. Let's say it's a closely divided Senate, and he makes up the difference, and we wind up with all kinds of terrible legislation voted because of our little six-year departure there, trying to teach South Carolina Republicans a lesson. It is also a false premise to assume that South Carolina Republicans would automatically learn their lesson. I'm not going to put a Democrat in there at all, especially when that Democrat could be a vote that actually changes public policy. So I think we may have our false premises at odds here.
Well, I do agree that it would be very painful, but I don't think that's going to come to happen. I think with this impeachment debacle, this Russian hoax, this shut the country down hoax, case in point, like all the long-term blue seats that have flipped to conservatives, I am truly hopeful that the candidate running against Graham in the primaries is going to overwhelmingly get elected. I think Americans are starting to wake up. I think they're ticked off, and I think we're going to see some major changes in the upcoming election this year.
What have you seen in terms of any of the electoral history of Lindsey Graham that would indicate that he's going to be overwhelmingly kicked out in a multi-party field of opponents? I mean, there's just no evidence to that effect. I would like to see him lose the primary, but I see no basis whatsoever for thinking anything remotely like that could happen.
I think we're underestimating the level of ticked off that not only Americans, but South Carolinians are over this shutdown hoax. And I think they're equally, if not more, ticked off at the fact that he's doing nothing about this Russian hoax. He hasn't subpoenaed anybody. There's nobody in jail. I mean, we should be having people in jail, going to trial, conviction.
Well, he just indicated that he is, in fact, asking for the power to do just that. I mean, whether he follows through or not, I don't know. But to say he's not going in that direction, he is.
Well, he never has. I mean,
he is now, is all I'm saying. Maybe he waited too long, but he is now. I mean, you can't say he's not now because he is.
Right. Every election cycle, he all of a sudden becomes very conservative and
talks about what
he's going to do.
He's on the record. I mean, he's asking for the vote. I mean, he can't very well turn down what will be a vote to give him just that. That Judiciary Committee will give him that power.
It'd be pretty hard for him
to back down now.
Yeah, but no question. But that doesn't mean he's going to exercise and issue subpoenas. Just because he's got the power after he gets elected, he'll just say, he'll just change the subject.
I doubt very seriously that he will change the subject. I'll put it this way. I hope that you will call back in the next time I'm on after June the 9th, and we can talk about the overwhelming defeat that Lindsey Graham suffered in the primary.
I look forward to it.
Well, I won't look forward to it because the result will be an overwhelming Lindsey Graham victory, but I will be interested in it. But in any event, Michael, but part of what I think that we are hearing from you is the fact that you are doing what most Americans do. We talk to like-minded people. All you hear are people who feel the way you do because that's who we talk to. Tens of millions of other Americans, of course, only talk to people who cannot stand Donald Trump or anybody who is remotely conservative. And there are other people out there. We're a very deeply divided country. So we'll see. If, in fact, you can call in after June 9th, the next time I'm on, which I think will be for Bobby Mack later in June. I could look it up. But anyway, if you do call back in, I hope that we're talking about that. But I see nothing whatsoever to so indicate that. Doesn't mean you should vote that way. Vote your conscience. But I'll put it this way. If Lindsey Graham got beaten in the primary by a little bit, that would be a major upset. To suggest he's going to be beaten in a landslide, I mean, you could bet the mortgage that that's not going to happen. Might be nice, but it ain't going to happen.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Tony calls in from Traveler's Rest this morning. Good morning, Tony.
Hey, good morning. How you doing? Listen, just wanted to comment on these guys that's going against Lindsey Graham and Tim Scott. You know, they're absolutely right. They're exactly the reason we need term limits for all politicians because, you know, they confuse the Republican Party. because, you know, we know they're moderates. I know they're a moderate, and I don't vote for Lindsey Graham. I don't vote for Tim Scott, and I never will. This next election, if it does come to Lindsey Graham, I will not vote. Anyway, you have a good day, and I'll listen to your comments when I get off the phone. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Tony. Well, it will be Lindsey Graham in all likelihood. Again, and he will run against a Democrat who's more liberal than he is. And given a choice, whether it's unpleasant or not, I'll take the better choice in that regard. But your argument about term limits is well taken. Of course, most every state legislature has term limits. The President of the United States has term limits. In order to get term limits for members of Congress, you will have to have a constitutional amendment. In order to do that, you will have to go through one of the two methods available for amending the Constitution. Constitutional amendments must start with either a two-thirds vote of each House of Congress or an Article 5 Constitutional Convention of the states. Guess how many members of the House and how many members of the Senate would vote in favor of limiting their terms in office? Two-thirds? Aha! A majority? Aha! I'm wondering, if the 100 members of the Senate, if you could get 10 members who would vote for that constitutional amendment for term limits, I don't know. In the House, 435 members, could you get 50 to vote in favor of term limits? I wonder. It certainly would ever happen that way. That's why the only way you're ever going to get those term limits, the only way, is by amending the Constitution the other way, which through an Article 5 Constitutional Convention of the states. That in and of itself, again, let's not forget that by neither method do you amend the Constitution. You put up for three-quarters of the states to decide whether or not you should amend the Constitution. It takes two-thirds of both houses of Congress to recommend an amendment, which three-quarters of the states must then decide on. Or an Article 5 Constitutional Convention of the states to recommend a change, which in turn then would have to be decided by three-quarters of the states, 38 states. The only way that's ever going to happen, the only way we'll ever get term limits for Congress, is through an Article 5 Constitutional Convention of the states, which is in fact an effort is currently underway, and that's one of the main things to be considered by such a convention, a recommendation that there in fact be term limits. You can argue about how much. I think most of the term limits that ideas that have been put forward have centered on the direction of something like, let's say, 18 years total time in the Congress, whatever it turns out to be. I'll tell you another way that you will probably never get term limits, and that is unless you grandfather in the current members. That is to say, if you've already been elected past the time that this amendment were to take effect, you've already been a member of the Congress, you're not affected by this. Only people elected after a certain time would be so affected. That's the only way you'll ever get that passed. And some would say, well, that would keep the rules of seniority and the hardening of the arteries of Congress going for decades. Well, not really, because once more than a majority of the members of each House of Congress were elected, in fact, under term limits, seniority would go right out the window, because all those people who were elected to a fixed amount of time in Congress would look at those who were still there, who could be reelected forever, and would simply say seniority is dead. So it can happen. But the caller is quite correct, and so were the texters in the same direction. Yes, we need term limits. The only way you get it is through a constitutional amendment. There are only two ways to amend the Constitution, one by a two-thirds vote of each House of Congress. Not a prayer in the world it'll happen that way. That leaves you only one way. If you want term limits for Congress, then you have to support an Article 5 Constitutional Convention of the states. There is no other way. I do. And that's one of the reasons I do support it. Again, that wouldn't change the Constitution. You'd still have to have the states voting in favor of this. I think a lot of states would vote in favor of it simply because of the fact that members of state legislatures are often eager to, if you will, be promoted to the federal legegislature. Just as Lindsey Graham was. He was a state House member, then he became a U.S. House member. That's what a lot of them are eager for. And more than a few state legislatures, I believe, would vote for such a constitutional amendment because it would open up seats for them in the U.S. Congress and the U.S. Senate. We'll see. Keep in mind that because it takes 38 states to approve a constitutional amendment, 13 states could block any amendment. So the odds of us getting term limits, I don't know. Maybe not good. Despite overwhelming public support for it, it may not be good. 13 states can block any constitutional amendment because that would leave only 37 other states. Again, it's the only path, and I support it. I'm not sure how far it'll get, but it's the only path available. Well, one of many issues, and we hope that the principal issues you face this weekend are good weather and access to activities that you would enjoy doing. So take care, be careful, be safe, enjoy, and we'll see you again on Monday morning. Jim Bohannon sitting in for Tara today and Monday. It's been a lot of fun, folks, and thank you for joining us here on 106.3 WORD.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.